Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You'd like to see me take a dive, wouldn't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Tonight, I do not disappoint. Straight up, whether you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide in Europe, Asia, Antarctica, anywhere in the world, we've got the world super welterweight champion. That's right, the king of the upsets himself, undefeated Austin Trout, will be in the house in just a few minutes right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Austin coming off that spanking, probably a retirement party from Miguel Cotto just a few weeks ago in Miguel Cotto's hometown. I'm talking about New York City. You know I'm talking about Barica number 2, San Juan number 2, Madison Square Garden. What happened? He got shut down. I'm talking about Miguel Cotto, of course, by Austin Trout. Austin Trout was a 2004 Olympic alternate. People thought he was a stiff. People thought he was a bum. I told you he was going to win. And speaking of, I told you, didn't I pick Juan Manuel Marquez to beat Manny Pacquiao? Didn't I pick Robert Guerrero to beat Andre Berto? That's three upsets, 3 weeks in a row. Got to give me some props there. And guess what? If you don't blow your own horn, nobody else will. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. You can always follow us on the internet, on our website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Of course, we've got podcasts there. We've got old TV shows there. We've got the latest in boxing, the latest in MMA. We've got it all going on at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. You're listening to Ring Talk Live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Waste time and money this holiday season driving all over town in search of the perfect gift. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase gift cards. They're available for any amount and can be used at any O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly gift cards take the guesswork out of Christmas and make the perfect stocking stuffers. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
There's only one Mayweather.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
There's only one Mayweather.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before and I know what it takes.
He talks the talk and he walks the walk.
When his lights, camera, action, it's time to give the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else.
Walking to the money land.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You are, without a doubt, the most selfish, egotistical, no, the most megalomaniacal person I have ever met.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, coming up in just a few minutes, the World Super Welterweight Champion, the unbeaten Austin Trout. Is he the fighter of the year? We'll talk about that with my current guest. I'm talking about Signorella. He's known around the world as not Cinderella, Signorella, Johnny Signorella, the great writer from New Jersey. Do you like that, John, how I tied it in with Cinderella? It was sort of cute.
Hey, I had to deal with that enough growing up as a kid on the bus on the way to school, so I don't need that right now. Now I'm in my 30s. I'm about 20 years removed from that.
Okay. John Signorella writes at ringtalk.com, folks. His fine work is featured on the website. Once again, ringtalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Now, before we go any further, the front page of the Filipino News today, the Philippine Times. Now, you would think I led into this wrong by saying what newspaper it was. Okay. But what I was going to say is, if you heard somebody's entourage had attacked some guy and kicked him and stomped him ringside in Las Vegas, you would think it had to be a Mayweather, right?
You would think. One would think, sure.
Not this time. How about Michael Contz, the Canadian that co-manages or the promoter of Manny Pacquiao, Bubba Fernandez, his corner man, they stomped this cameraman, Al Bello, because he was taking pictures of a motionless Manny Pacquiao laying on the mat. They stomped him.
Hey, man, you know, first of all, it's a photographer's job. Second of all, this story went past, man, I didn't hear about it. But let me tell you something. A lot of people were acting way out of sorts after that Pacquiao loss, man. You know, I went to Dunkin' Donuts where there's a big Filipino crew that works there. They weren't right that day the next morning, man. They were pouring coffee real sad. I teach a lot of Filipinos, and the next day I said, hey, listen, this is boxing. It happens, you know. He could bounce back. It's not likely that he'll bounce back. But, you know, this is part of the sport. It's an occupational hazard. You know, people got to keep their chins up. He went out there, he fought like the old Manny Pacquiao. This is what people wanted. But guess what? When you fight fire with fire, somebody's got to get burned. Marquez planned and timed that shot. He's been planning and timing that shot his entire career. He fought against Pacquiao. And guess what? It happened. Pacquiao went in disrespectful, a lot like Ricky Hatton did when they fought that one time. Yeah. And you can't sit in front of a banger. And Marquez is a banger, even though he's not a banger like a Pacquiao. But if you have a frame like that, if you have muscles in your back like that, if you have that kind of focus and determination like that, guess what? You could take your opponent out. And Pacquiao showed a lack of respect just for a split second, but we know that's all it takes to score a knockout.
I call that the Trinidad rule. And the reason why I say that is William Joppy defended the WBA welterweight title, I believe, against Felix Trinidad. And he told me before the fight he had no respect for Trinidad's punching power. Absolutely none. I mean, he was
going... Well, they should check his head for craziness because Trinidad at that time was knocking everyone south 160 pounds out.
But he ended up knocking Joppy out in like two rounds. You know what I'm trying, that's
what
you
remember
I'm
when
to
he
say?
Held his face? He held his face and looked into his eyes during that one.
Oh,
that was something else, man.
Yeah,
I mean, Trinidad was mad and on fire. And that hook at that point in time was, I think, next to Lennox Lewis's overhand right, was the most dangerous punch in boxing at that time.
Okay. Speaking of the most dangerous punch, you know, we've got a video up on the website about the great Roberto Duran. The punch that he took from Tommy Hearns in June of 1984, that right hand to the chin. You know, people try to compare that to Pacquiao getting knocked out. But I was there sitting on the floor in the first row, and Duran was straining to get up. I mean, he sounded like he was having bodily issues, but he was. Obviously, he'd been hit on the chin. He'd been short-circuited, but he was trying to get up. He wasn't asleep like Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao was motionless and snoring like Paul Williams.
He was snoring, Pedro. He was out.
Yeah, I think if you're a young fighter, like 19, 20, 20, 21, something like that, maybe you can come back from something like that. But I think an advanced fighter over the age of 30, I think it's done. Well, yeah, exactly. I'm saying maybe.
We've never seen it. We've never really seen it. You know, I mean, you look at, unfortunately, Paul Williams never had the opportunity to prove us wrong, you know, of course, with his situation. And my heart goes out to him. He's such a gentleman. I met him before. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And a very unfortunate situation. But you look at, you know, anybody historically who's been flattened like that, let's talk about Ricky Hatton most recently, going back to him real quick. And, of course, there's many, many others. It's very rare on the A-class level that they'll be able to compete and take shots. I mean, even to a lesser extent, like guys like Diego Corrales or Arturo Gatti, who didn't really ever get knocked out by one damaging blow. But it's the residual effects of boxing, and it's almost like 5 or 6 years happened in one evening when something happens to you like that. And the psychological, you know, impact that it has on you is even more damaging because, you know, now, I mean, everyone's talking about Pacquiao and Marquez doing a fifth fight possibly. I don't want to see it. I think these guys have given us enough against each other. Marquez, I think, can go on and maybe fight like a Robert Guerrero, which I think would be an electrifying fight. He seems still a little bit fresher. Pacquiao's been on a decline where Marquez, even at the older stage, is getting better. But, I mean, it's very rare that someone can actually reform and regroup and come back from that. And even Roberto Duran after that, which I was shocked, by the way. I caught that on VHS tape because I'm a little bit,
during my time. He was fat. He was 174 pounds like 17 days before the fight.
My trainer gave me, my trainer at the time, he has a huge fight collection. He turned me on to so many great fighters. I'm very appreciative of that. Danny Plunkett, great guy out of New Jersey. And, he turned me on to many, many fights. And that was one of them. And I didn't know the verdict on a lot of these things. I seen Duran against Davey Moore as a killer. Like, you know, chronologically, I might have had, you know, things out of sort. So I really didn't know what period I was watching. I was watching an assortment of fights. I could not believe that Tommy Hearns knocked him out like that. Roberto Duran, to me, when I was watching him, was the greatest fighter I'd ever seen, you know, yeah. on tape or whatever. This guy had stones, man. Hands of stone, and, you know, a cojones of stone, too.
But he came back. He beat Barkley, and Barkley beat Hearns twice.
And what a fight that Barkley fight was. Yeah, was something else.
Three-punch knockdown in the 11th round. Now, real quick, we're running out of time here. I got about 3 minutes left. I'm talking with John Signorella, folks, of ringtalk.com. Of course, he is a musician, a boxing teacher. I can go on and on. The guy's a master of many, many trades. NBC Television had fights on Saturday. Thomas Adamek, 48-2, now 28 KOs. A split decision winner, 116-112. 115-113, and 115-113 for the other guy, Steve USS Cunningham, 25-5, 12 KOs. Who won that fight?
You know what? It wasn't a great fight. You know, I thought Thomas Adamek squeaked it out because Steve Cunningham, with his inactivity, was also inactive in the ring outside and both inside and into this fight. I saw moments where Cunningham could have definitely commanded it. I don't really think much of Thomas Adamek as a heavyweight. I thought he was a very good cruiserweight. And even Cunningham looked a little slower at heavyweight, which is a natural progression of things. And thankfully, we're back on network television. CBS had a card last week, and NBC and CBS also committed to several cards in 2013. But talking about this fight right here, a lot of people are screaming, you know, robbery and all this. I'm like, listen, man, it wasn't all that of a fight, and it was pretty darn close enough for you to have your opinion of who won. I don't think either guys are really relevant in the heavyweight division as it stands anyway. Luckily, there's a couple people, not many, but slowly but surely there's a division surfacing, and I don't really see these guys being a factor of that. So I think it's really a moot point.
Okay, real quick, is it Bryant Jennings? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Bryant Jennings, Deontay Wilder, who's the better of the two? Real quick.
Oof, good question. I'm going to go with Jennings because I like his craft a little better, and I think he's a little bit more of a disciplined boxer, and he shows good savvy. I don't like his knockout percentage, At 50% right now, but that will come in time, I believe.
Okay, I got about 20 seconds for this one. David Price and Tyson Fury, the two giants from the UK, the heavyweights.
No question, David Price. Tyson Fury is very hittable. I like his TV-friendly style. But guess what? David Price, he's groomed to be a Lennox Lewis-type Klitschko, school discipline fighter. Tyson Fury is going to be a flash in the pan and probably KO'd sometime in 2013.
The genius himself, one of the true geniuses at ringtalk.com, folks. We've got a team of them. Check out the website, ringtalk.com. Johnny Signorella, happy holidays. All the best to you.
Merry Christmas to everyone out there. Pedro, happy holidays and respect for all you do for me, man. I appreciate you, and I appreciate everyone who listens.
Thank you so much. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, folks. We're kicking it on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, and then again on Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Two different shows right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Payback! That's it! Payback! Revenge!
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Hi, Montel Williams here for the revolutionary new Living Pure Heater. Are you ready for winter? Forecast are for record cold. That means that your heating bills are going to go right through the roof. That's why you need the Living Pure Heater. Now you can stay warm and save money. And you don't have to heat the entire house. The Living Pure Heater is a portable 4-in-1 heating system that heats up to 1,000 square feet. It's also a humidifier, an air filter, and an air purifier. The heater is totally safe around kids and pets, plus it's whisper quiet. Take it from me, Montel Williams. Stay warm, save money with the Living Pure Heater. Call now and try it risk-free for a full 60 days. Plus, you'll save $300 with our special introductory pricing, so don't wait. Call right now.
Call 1-800-206-0915. That's 1-800-206-0915. Again, 1-800-206-0915.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Ali, it seems to be, well, kind of going the way he wants. He's not dancing as much as we thought, but he seems able to control him. Now, some pretty good heavy right hand taken on the left side of the cheek by Ali. Good right hand thrown by Foreman that time. Again, for Foreman, it seems to be one or two, maybe three good punches. That punch taken on the gloves, that one slips by the left ear, tries to go with that right uppercut that felled Kenny Norton. The left hand again thrown out by Foreman. Both fighters now very much more fatigued than they were a round or so ago.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
It's an honor to bring in my next guest, the undefeated WBA Super Welterweight Champion of the World. I'm talking about Austin No Doubt Trout. What's up, Austin? Congratulations, bro.
How you doing, Pedro? It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're honored. I mean, you made me look good by, you know, taking apart Miguel Cotto like that. Talk to me about it, man. 12 rounds with Cotto. It sort of looked a little... I'm left-handed, so I know what you're going through, but it sort of looked a little easy there for a while, and then it got tough, and then it got easy again. How'd you feel the fight going?
Yeah, you know, just like you said, you know, it was easy. I ended up doing things to make it hard, and then I made it easy again. I'm very happy with the way it happened, very happy with the performance. You guys have yet to still see the best of Austin Trout, but... You know, that was a lot closer than
Belzer's fight. Austin, you know, when you look at the entire junior middleweight division now, you sort of change the landscape at 154 pounds. I mean, Floyd Mayweather, to me, Floyd Mayweather is, I consider him retired. Do you consider him an active fighter?
I consider him looking for his retirement, kind of in the sense Miguel was, but I feel like, I know he's not an active fighter. When was his last fight?
He had a fight when he beat Cotto in May, but before that he hadn't fought in a while, and he fights like once a year now, and he hasn't got a fight on the agenda yet. So you definitely can't call him the best fighter pound for pound anymore, because the bottom line is he doesn't fight enough.
Right. You know? I could agree with that. You know, you don't see you fight enough to consider you pound for pound. But then again, every time he does step up, it is, you know, one of the elites. He does beat them pretty easily.
Well, I will say that he does have the hand speed and the boxing skill advantage over most of the guys he steps in with. But, you know, you're bigger than him, naturally stronger than him, a left-hander. How would you take it to Floyd Mayweather? Would you impose your will as a bigger man? Would that be the way to beat him?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a tricky game plan for Floyd. It's like staying on the outside but pushing them back.
Okay.
I got to keep him my arms reach, my arms length, and, you know, keep him with his back closer to the rope than in the middle of the ring.
Okay. We're talking with Austin Drought, folks, the undefeated WBA super welterweight, 154-pound junior middleweight. Call it whatever you want. Bottom line is he is a man now at 154 pounds, and I think he definitely made that picture clear when he gangster slapped Miguel Cotto, and of course, in the Puerto Rican's hometown. I'm happy for you. You know why, Miguel? You know why, Austin?
Why is that?
Because the New York police did not arrest you for domestic violence afterwards. Okay, so I was sort of happy. Did he made it back to the dressing room yet? Yeah, he's made it back to the dressing room because, you know, the Puerto Ricans got a lot of play in New York City, man.
They do. I heard them, you know, loud and clear.
Austin Trout's a guest, of course, coming off the big win over Miguel Cotto. Now, as we look at 2013, and I'm looking at the rest of these guys here at 154 pounds, James Kirkland ran for me in one fight. Didn't you offer him a lot of money?
We offered him some good money for Kirkland, and evidently I guess it wasn't enough. You'd rather take a year plus your layoff.
Yeah, but don't you think he sort of got a funny chin?
I do think it's kind of funny. But, you know, I'm trying to knock those names off, too.
Okay, I'm looking at the rest of the 154-pound class. I tell you, there are a couple of guys that stand out. Arislandi Lara, 17-1, two draws and 11 KOs. Of course, the Cuban southpaw, 29 years old. Is Lara a full 12-round fighter, or is he, like the rest of the Cubans, still stuck in the amateur mold? What do you think?
Every fight I've seen him fight, he faded. Except for the Paul Williams fight, that was probably the only fight I've seen him still go strong. But, you know, after, I think, six, he's usually gassing and looking to run.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think he's a full 12-round fight. I think he's a hype job from Cuba.
Okay. All right. That was pretty good. Austin Trout's a guest. Now, speaking of hype jobs, how about Saul Alvarez? Green as guacamole. All right, green as guacamole. Hold on. Green as guacamole. They keep putting him in there with guys from the Junior Olympics and things like that, or the Special Olympics. I'm not sure which Olympics they're going to get these opponents, but they're trying their best. And then they bring their act to New York City, get on the stage during Austin Trout's weigh-in. okay? Get on the stage in your ring. I'm talking about Saul Alvarez. And then say, well, you know, I want to fight the winner. He thinks Cotto's going to win. Then you won, and he snuck out of town. Is it true that he snuck out of town?
Man, he was gone. He was out of the arena before Miguel Cotto even got out the ring. And Miguel didn't stay for anything. No post, nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, Canelo, he can get it, but it's almost obvious. And I'm glad they showed that on the show, how he didn't want it.
Well, you know.
That he doesn't want to fight.
No, but here's what's up, Austin. Let's be honest, and just between you and me, okay, and the rest of the world here listening on the radio, I wouldn't want to fight you. You wouldn't want to fight you, would you? Am I right?
To be honest, it'd be a bad career move to take a fight with me.
That's right. Austin Trout, the undefeated, folks. 26-0. 14 kills. I was trying to short you out of a win there. Now we got Alvarez at 47-0 with a draw and 30 KOs. You got Mayweather on top, but he's inactive, so we're not going to talk about Lara. We talked about Lara. Talked about Kirkland running from you. There's nobody else left except this guy, Veins Matrosian, and he's like 32-0 with 20 KOs and a draw. He's from Glendale, California, I believe. Outside of him, it doesn't look like there's anybody else. Cornelius Bundridge. What about the guy, the canine kid from Detroit? Would you hook it up? Would you go to Detroit and fight him?
Hey, you know, to be moving forward in my position to get another belt or to fight someone in the top of pound list would be, you know, the next best move. So I can't get Canelo Floyd. Bundridge, he's got a belt.
Yeah, but you know
he's an inactive fighter. But that's just better for me, you know.
I heard
him come on the air talking heads about me fighting me and this and that. And this, just talking trash. It's like, look, old man, you fight once and you take a year layoff and you pushing 40 or you pass 40. Like that, a vacation, that's retirement.
Yeah.
Come on, let me get that belt. So you can go ahead and retire. I have no reason to be coming back. So anybody that got a belt, I'm coming for their neck.
You know, Austin, what I can't understand is the discipline I had as an amateur, but doesn't translate sometimes to the professional ranks. In other words, you are a professional fighter. In other words, you know, that's your body. It's like taking a hammer and nails to work if you're a carpenter or a paintbrush to work if you're a painter, staying in shape, staying relatively active. And yet these guys like to take a year, year and a half off. It ain't good.
Nah, it's not. You know, for me, I'm at my best when I'm busiest.
Okay. So speaking of busiest, now I'm going to push the envelope. When's the next fight and against who? Miguel Cotto in a rematch?
Well, you know, we have a grace period that we have to let him decide. And that should be up by the end of, you know, next month. After that, we're definitely trying to come back by May 4th, preferably.
You know what would be cool is if you can get on a Vegas card. And because the May 4th is going to be all the Mexicans there, and you can get him, possibly, see if you can get yourself, I hate to sound racist here, folks, on the, and I'm not really, but get yourself a Mexican opponent, like Saul Alvarez, and fight him in Vegas in May. That'd be great.
Wouldn't it be great? Yeah, just in case Saul Alvarez is, like, signing on to fight Paulie Malignaggi, I'd be down to fight on the undercard against Alfredo Angulo. Since the Ghost Guerrero is fighting Mayweather. Little car, right? Saul Angulo, Canelo, somebody little, and Mayweather and Guerrero. And have some big setup. Let me fight one of them winning.
Okay. Speak real quick. Guerrero, he had two great wins this year over Andre Berto. And, of course, Selkirk Aydin was undefeated 23-0 when he came to San Jose, California. Is he for real at welterweight, or did he catch these guys at the right time?
No, I don't think he's a for real welterweight, but, you know, he couldn't get no fights anywhere, so he's like, forget it. I'll go to where the fights are, and he's a ballsy dude, man. I got much respect for Guerrero.
Yeah, I know. He is a gutsy dude. He lives in the garlic capital of the world. When you drive down the freeway next to his town, all you can smell is garlic. I'm serious, man. You're driving down Highway 101, all you can smell is garlic. That's all you can smell. Well, Austin, I want to wish you a happy holidays. Congratulate you on a great 2012, man. May 2013 be better, you know. Congrats to you and the family. And, you know, just keep rocking, keep rolling. Just be Austin. Everything will be fine.
Well, thanks, Ed. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, man.
All the best to you, folks. The great Austin Trout, of course, the WBA super welterweight champion of the world, folks. The man that took care of business when Miguel Cotto defended the WBA crown. They tried to, at one point in time, there's like, they were had multiple WBA champions. I kid you not, multiple WBA champions. But now there's one WBA champion, and that is active. I'm talking about Mr. Austin Trout, undefeated, 26-0, 14 KOs. Las Cruces, New Mexico, the father of the three. He's got a lot to be proud of as we ring in the year 2013. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we are Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then again Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And the website, can't forget that, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Hold your man. Hold
your man. Look. It's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Hey, guys. Do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Randy tries to get into his range still, and Machida will not allow him to do so.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power, Lincoln, California, New Year's Eve. Some Thunder Valley Casino up there. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 28 plus years now. On the line from the mountains of Colorado, the very exciting, of course, I'm talking about Pat Barry, the UFC fighter who drilled Shane Del Rosario. Shane Del Rosario came in 8-0 with 8 knockouts. And you had heard Kyle Kingsbury on the show saying that, oh, Shane Del Rosario was a monster and he was this and he was that. Well, you know, Goliath got slain by David, and David is my current guest. I'm talking about Pat Barry. I think that's a good way to put it, Goliath versus David there, because, you know, they were casting you off on this one, Pat.
You know what? I think that, like, man, it's weird. It seems to happen a lot, like in almost all of our fights. I mean, I've said before, like, everybody's a bad matchup for me. I mean, no one, once you're in the UFC, you're the highest, you're the top of the mountain. Like, there's nothing better, there's nothing higher than that when it comes to MMA and fight sports. Like, the UFC is the top of the top. So everybody's dangerous. Everybody's a bad matchup. And I'm 3'7". That's just going to happen. I've got small hands, and I've got very delicate feet. That's just part of it, man. These dudes are like big, burly men. Everybody's a killer. Anybody can win a fight at any point in time. Anybody can knock anybody out. That's just how it's always going to be, man. So, you know what? When we, as a matter of fact, in round one, when we hit the ground, I could hear people in the crowd going, there he goes again. Like, I could hear that happening in the crowd.
I've never heard groans in the crowd. I remember having my police captain. I was in Las Vegas at a Showboat Hotel, and I got dropped. And over the weight match at the Showboat Hotel, and I remember my captain telling me, get up, and I could see him with his hands. I'm going, what's he doing? Bottom line was, yeah. that was a very, very rocky evening. Pat Barry is our guest, folks, one of the most colorful UFC fighters out there, and he calls himself horizontally challenged. He's the smallest in height UFC heavyweight on the roster. Of course, he's won Fight of the Night honors, Knockout of the Night, and, of course, coming off that knockout of Shane Del Rosario, good God, we're all impressed. Now, let's talk for a second about other guys who've been impressive this year in the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships. Rory McDonald, to me, looked like a future champion when he dismantled BJ Penn.
You know what, man? That guy's a machine, man. Whatever they're doing at that camp, whatever they're eating up there, man, those guys... He looks like a machine. Like he, the way he's moving, the way he's like striking, all the work that he's doing. Like that's gonna be tough to beat, man. And of course he's beatable because anyone is. But that's gonna be pretty tough to beat, man. He was. I mean, I already knew he was good. I knew he had skill. I knew he had talent. He had heart. He had drive. But that performance was that was pretty nice. That was a big step up. That was really impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, and it's like this. You know, you heard the accolades. You've seen a few clips of him here and there. But when he stepped out, I mean, he just gangster slapped BJ Penn for the entire. I mean, it was. If I was BJ, you know, the UFC isn't doing him any favors putting him in fights with guys like Rory McDonald. I mean, it's time to walk away when you're fighting guys that you can't win a 30 seconds of a round against.
Well, you know, that's what the average, you know, the average Joe, the average outside looker would say. But I can tell you this, as being a competitor myself, being a so-called fighter myself, there's no walking away from this, man. You can't walk away from it. It's like, you know what? I'm not going to breathe oxygen anymore. You can't walk away from.
You know how we can agree to disagree on that one? Is that?
The only time I think a fighter truly retires is when people refuse to give him fights. That's it.
Well,
people are offering you, everybody retires. Oh, I'm not done. I'm finished. You get the itch, man. You step away from it for a little bit too long, you get the itch.
Here's what's up. When I retired, I won't say the year because I'll be giving away my age. Anyway, when I retired, the reason why I did, Pat, is that when the punches that were missing me by inches before were now missing me by millimeters are hitting me. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't able to beat guys that I could have beaten in my sleep before. So it was time for me to get out. And I walked away, and I did think about one comeback. I got myself all the way down to like 140 pounds and the weight limit being 139 and all this kind of stuff. And then one day in the gym, I realized, you know what, it just isn't there. So I did walk away. But you trying to tell me they're going to have to carry you away from the octagon?
No, trust me. No, I don't think so. But maybe, you know, who knows? I mean, we have the feeling like as if we're going to, like it's done. You know what? I'm a pretty intelligent guy. I know when enough is enough. I'm going to stop, right? Right. Just like you said, you had that moment, and then all of a sudden you thought about having a comeback moment, and then you decided, you know what, I'm not going to do that anymore. Guys that I used to be able to beat in my sleep are now giving me trouble, and this is getting dangerous, right?
That's exactly.
My opinion, I could be totally wrong, but you might get the itch eventually again one day. You never know.
I get the itch every day. Listen, I've dropped like 25 pounds in the last month and a half. I'm running. I'm training again. And I'm not training for any competitive comebacks or anything. I'm just trying to get my waist down and that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm feeling the itch again, and the itch has always been there. When I see guys on TV, I say, I could have beat him, things like that. I could have exploited that. So, you know, hindsight is 20/20. Let's talk about the future. Junior Dos Santos, 15-1, the reigning heavyweight champion in the world, taking on Cain Velasquez, 10-1, the top-ranked challenger, the ex-champion. What gives here, Pat Barry? What gives?
I'm going with Cain on that one. I'm confidently going with Cain on that one, man. Cain Velasquez, when the very first time I saw Cain fight, I said, this guy right here, that's going to be the heavyweight champ of the UFC. That dude, like the very first fight I saw him in the UFC, I said, oh, that guy's going to be the champ. That guy is scary. And then he goes on like an 8-fight rampage win streak, and then all of a sudden wins.
Beats Brock Lesnar.
Has his moment, you know, and comes back, loses the fight. Hold on 1 second, man. Hey, walk around. Go think about it. Rose Namajunas has just finished running up a mountain in Denver for the first time being in Denver ever. Ran up a mountain, can't breathe, never stopped, did the whole thing, and she just got here and she's made it to the top 2.5 miles up a mountain. It's ridiculous. Sorry, that was a side note. But he comes in, he fights Junior. He has that moment, you know, maybe he got a little too comfortable, who knows. But every once in a while, we all need a wake-up call. And Junior came in, punched that head. Cain Velasquez had to have gone home and said, yeah, you know what, yeah, you're right. I got a little bit too comfortable. You're right. I drank my own, okay, no problem. And then when he came back and he fought Bigfoot, that was one of the most horrible fights I've made. I was watching the fight going, oh, please stop this fight. Stop this fight.
Pat, it almost looked like he was blading. It almost looked like professional wrestling, like Ric Flair.
And that amount of pressure, like that was just, that would mentally break almost anybody. I mean, most people are going to die from just the amount of, why won't this guy back up? Please get off me. Get off me and give me a chance, man. Come on, I'm better than this. Let everybody see back up. But you know what? He came in to eat him. I mean, that fight with Bigfoot reminded me of Tyson saying, I want your heart, I want to eat your kids. Like, he came in and he just went to work on him, man, and that was rough, man. I high five to Bigfoot for lasting as long as he did, because that was tough, man. That was a lot of damage.
Okay, you tip your hat to Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's like one of your heroes, huh? Iron Mike.
Iron Mike Tyson is a man, bruh. Always was, always will be. He's the man. The ferociousness of that guy when he stepped into the ring was just no one's been like that. We've never had a Mike Tyson since.
You know, I'll tell you a little Mike Tyson story. We're at the Olympic training camp in Colorado Springs, and there's a bunch of us there, and I really don't belong there because I'm like a fringe guy. I ended up being ranked in the top 15, I think 13 in the country for 84. Oh, I gave away the year. Anyway, Mike Tyson sitting there and Michael Nunn sitting there. Michael Nunn was a middleweight. Mike Tyson was a heavyweight. And they were capping back and forth like black guys like to do when they're together. They're talking smack back and forth. And Mike Tyson said something about Michael Nunn's mother. And Michael Nunn got up and walked across the hot tub. We're all sitting in this giant hot tub. And Michael Nunn got up and walked across the hot tub and told Mike Tyson to get up and fight right then and there. And Mike wouldn't get up. He called Mike's bluff,
really?
Right? Yeah, he called Mike's bluff, and here he was, 165-pounder. He called Mike's bluff. I can't use the words that Michael Nunn used, but I thought it was all going to break out right then. This hot tub was like the size of a half a swimming pool. Okay, it was huge.
Yeah,
it was just huge, and it was enough for like 100 people. Now that I think about it, I probably shouldn't have been there from a hygiene point of view. But the bottom line, but the bottom line is Michael Nunn walked down Mike Tyson right in front of me, and I just like, boom. And so, you know, when Mike was knocking all these dudes dead and this and that, I was saying to myself, what happens when you know, the real Mike Tyson comes out, or when somebody calls Mike's bluff, and Buster Douglas called his bluff, and Evander Holyfield called his bluff, and those were the two major fights that Mike Tyson ended up losing. But when he was hot, boxing was on top. It was one of the most talked about sports. No question about that. Without Iron Mike, the game suffers.
Without Iron Mike, the game suffered, man. That guy, he changed the game, like, and like, that was one of the most dramatic game changers of all time. Like, not only was there skill, and of course, we got guys like Ali who's bringing in a skill, and he's going to be remembered forever, and all these, you know, these other talented guys. We got, you know who else used to be, like, one of my favorite, what was this dude's name? Not Camacho.
Roberto Duran?
Roberto Duran, man. Oh, wow. Like, just watching him just was like, man, Booker T. Word, like guys like that who just came in and just brought something different, and then they became like a different type of fighter, and they showed a different side to boxing. Tyson came in, and I think the whole world went, man, what is that? Like, what was that? Okay, fast, skill, speed, but what? Like, you look like this guy looks like he's fighting for his life, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm back against the wall, and the only way I can make it out is if I walk through you. I guess I've got to walk through you now. And that was just, man, the intensity inside of him, man. Well, the intensity that came out on his, wow.
Well, six of the scariest minutes of my life were in the ring with Roberto Duran down at the West Palm Canyon Hotel in Palm Springs, California, back in the 80s. That was frightening. He didn't do much, but he scared the snot out of me, and I was on the run for 6 minutes. So we talked about Roberto Duran and of course, the great Mike Tyson being one of your heroes. Who else, when Pat Barry thinks of heroes in the world of MMA, UFC, things like that, who do you look up to in the world of the Ultimate Fighting Championships in MMA?
Man, Ultimate Fighting Championships, this guy, like I said, this guy like Cain Velasquez, just with that, like, that the constant marching forward ferociousness that he has. This guy's like Scotty Jorgensen. Guys like that, man. I've been watching Scotty since I can remember, man. That dude right there, I want to fight him. Like, at the same height. I think I can do it. I think we should have a height class, and I'm going to fight Scotty Jorgensen. That guy right there, man, the amount of pressure, the skill, the speed, the fact that he doesn't get tired, like, that's always been, like, just guys who just march forward and just they squeeze you. I love that, man. I love guys who go for finish, man. I don't, guys who, you know what? You're having a three-round fight. You're having a five-round fight. Nope, I'm having a one-round fight. And if you make it out of this, man, good luck. You come out of this first round is going to be the worst experience of your life. You make it out of this, wow, good luck. I used to tell people in kickboxing, three-minute rounds, hey, man, this first round is going to be the worst experience you ever had, ever.
In
but
your
you
life.
If you make it out of round one, you're probably going
to
win.
Hey, Pat, all the best to you, man, in 2013. You're always a great guest. I congratulate you on the fantastic honors in 2012 and look forward to a great year for you in 2013.
Hey, thank you so much, man.
Pat Barry, UFC heavyweight, of course, knocked Shane Del Rosario into another time zone, folks, on FX Cable a fortnight ago. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief. Plus, stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real, and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. And, folks, a fantastic show. Of course, talking about UFC 155, December 29th, the UFC Heavyweight Championship of the World. Pat Barry thinks the challenger, Cain Velasquez, the former champion, is going to win this fight. That remains to be seen. Junior Dos Santos has got a lot to say about that. So Pat Barry was a great guest. We want to congratulate Pat on the knockout of the night at the Ultimate Fighter Season 16 finale a couple of weeks ago on The Ultimate Fighter, which aired on FX Cable. And, of course, Austin Trout. What more can I say? The unbeaten lad. Las Cruces, New Mexico. Nobody wanted to fight him. He had boxing. The boxing establishment has totally disrespected this man. Okay, they made him come in the back door. They made him take the bus to the arena, to the Madison Square Garden arena from his hotel. I kid you not. They made him come into the ring first. They paid him $200,000, a lousy $200,000. Miguel Cotto made close to $2.5 million. Holy cow, is that a disparity or what? And he was the defending champion, and he went in there and he beat Cotto and almost had Cotto out with a body shot knockout. The referee blew it and called it a low blow. Miguel Cotto turned his back. At that point in time, I knew it. Miguel Cotto, the fighter, was done. So it's been a spectacular show. I want to thank my guests, including, of course, the incomparable. I'm talking about Signorella, Johnny Signorella at ringtalk.com. Of course, that's our website, ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. You've got the latest podcasts here. We've got MMA podcasts. We've got the entire Roberto Duran Marvin Hagler fight on video, right? Go to the website, ringtalk.com. Watch 15 great rounds of boxing. And after 12, if those fights were today and there were 12 rounds, would Roberto Duran have beaten Marvin Hagler for the World Middleweight Championship? Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, folks, don't forget the website, ringtalk.com, and keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. Somebody.